And if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. The 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. When you find it, say amen. That's the Old Testament. Amen. We find to say amen. You still looking? Say, wait a minute. If you guys have promised me that you will read the entire chapter, the entire 8th chapter of Deuteronomy when you get home, I won't have to read the whole thing. Is that a deal? Amen. We have a couple coming in. Come on in, and these brothers come on out. Amen. Before we kick this thing off, like Brother Rick's got my time down. I'm going to have to switch it up on him next week. Oh, amen. He's an IT guy. He might have this place bugged. He may have a microphone and a camera in here somewhere. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I'll tell you what, we're going to look at verse 11. We're going to look at verse 11. I'm going to deal with pretty much that whole chapter, especially verses 11 through 20. But let's look at verse 11. Deuteronomy 8 and 11, King James Version says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." I'm going to read this same passage of scripture from the New Living Translation. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that your plenty... That beware that in your plenty you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commandments, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. Thus ends the reading of God's words. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come today as humble as we know how, thanking you for bringing us together. Lord, thanking you for giving us this divine book, Lord God, that has so many stories and so many people and so many things, Father God, that help and lead and guide our lives. But not only did you leave us a book, Father God, but we thank you for leaving the Holy Spirit that abides within us, Lord, to teach us, to walk with us, to talk with us, to guide us, Father God. Lord God, and we thank you also that Lord God, that you're preparing a place for us that we may be with you one day. Lord God, we come this morning thanking you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in the future. Lord God, I pray right now that as I stand here to preach this word, to deliver what you have given me on this day, Father God, that you would just destroy self right now, Lord God, and have everything that comes out of me to come from the Spirit of God. Lord God, all the sins that I've committed, Father God, that I knew of and those that I knew not, I ask for forgiveness right now in this very hour, Father God, in this very place. Lord God, we pray for each and every individual that is here, each and every soul, Lord God, that the word would be a seed, Father God, that would fall on fertile ground. Lord God, that it won't be trampled, Lord God, that it won't be taken away by the birds, Lord God, that the word would resonate in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls, Father God, to make us better people, better children, Father God. Lord God, we just pray right now, Lord, that you lead us in your way today. Lord God, that everything that we say today will be pleasing in your sight. Father God, we pray for healing in this house. Lord God, we know that we have so many that are out today, so we are interceding today as a church body for those who are not here. Lord God, we pray that you would bring them back this way as quickly as possible, Father God. We know that your will be done, Lord God, but we know that we can make our requests known to you. So, Lord God, right now, I just ask you to just remove me from self and fill me with your divine word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. I like to say this, and I'm going to say it one more time. I like a little bit of noise. So if you would, just put your hands together for the Lord one more time. Amen. 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 My brothers and sisters, the Lord... dealing with me on this particular word for you today. And I think it's going to be very helpful for you because as I prepared it, as the Holy Spirit began to speak as the Lord began to place me in his word, I think that this is a good neighborhood for us to stop and park. Amen. And just look around for a little while. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11 says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." But my brothers and sisters, we are dealing again with the children of Israel. Amen. We are dealing with those that Moses went down to Egypt land and told old Pharaoh, Pharaoh, you need to let my people go. Amen. We all know the Bible story that we've learned from youth church, from BTU, from coming up in church. We know that as Moses and the children of Israel left Egypt land, that Pharaoh had a change of heart. Amen. We know that Pharaoh decided, you know what, I'm just going to chase after them. I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to kill a few and I'm going to enslave a few. But there was a miraculous thing that happened at the Red Sea. Amen. Amen. We know that the Red Sea parted and that Moses and the children of Israel walked over on dry land. Amen. And when Pharaoh's army came in, the water broke. It fell, and all of them, amen, died that very day. Amen. You know what's interesting? The other day I was watching a documentary that they have found some old chariot wheels at the bottom of the Red Sea. Amen? So God is going to always prove to us, amen, he doesn't have to, but he will prove to us that his word is the word and that it did happen. Amen? I want to talk to you guys today about it's very simple, but I want to talk to you about this. Write it down. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Do not, if you need me to break you, if you don't like, you know, me use, but do not forget God. Amen? Amen. Moses here, amen, we know that as he led the children out of Egypt land and things got a little crazy. Amen. Some of those that were led out of bondage have decided that they want to go and do their own thing. Amen? And we know that Moses went up, amen, to the mountain, and he receives the Ten Commandments. He comes back down, and there's a party going on down here. There's a big celebration, all kind of crazy stuff going on, because Moses was gone just a little bit too long. Isn't it sad you can't leave folks? I left Orange Chapel alone last week, and look at the attendance today. My goodness. Isn't it sad? Will you leave him alone? You never know. So guess we won't be doing that again if this is what happens. The Sunday after. I'm not fussing. I'm just being real. Amen. But Moses, amen, had a word for the people. And I have a word for Orange Chapel today. I have a word for each and every family, each and every individual that is here today, is don't forget about God. We get so caught up in our daily lives. We get caught up in doing what we do. Amen. We get so caught up with the Dallas Cowboys at 12 o'clock today. I know kickoff is just happens. I'm like, man. But we get so caught up in our everyday lives, we sometimes forget God. I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, how many children of God are in this house today? You know what? Every facet of your life, God should be in the equation. But a lot of times we forget him. But he doesn't forget us. What do we quote every Sunday here? God will never leave us nor forsake us. But we sure will walk off from him. Amen. Moses told, this is a profound word. He said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses had authority to God to tell the people what he told them. Amen. He was on a divine assignment from the Almighty God. And you know what? Your preachers and pastors are on assignment, amen, from the Almighty God, amen? So as Pastor Miles used to say, amen, this is going to be a tough one today. Anybody have a grandma that used to make up her own medicine? Or used to make you take castor oil and all that stuff? Any of y'all been through that? And what did she used to tell you? Say, baby, hold your nose and swallow it. It's good for you. That's one of these messages today, okay, Orange Chapel? Hold your nose and swallow it. It's going to be good for you, I promise. Amen? So he says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. My subject is, don't forget God. I love the New Living Translation, the way it's broken down in the New Living Translation. It said, but that is the time to be careful. Why is he telling them, hey, children of Israelites, y'all need to chill out because things are good right now. See, they had come to a point in their lives where things were kind of all right. They received the Ten Commandments. Okay, now we have some structure. We have some things that we can and cannot do. Things are going pretty well. And then he says, look here. But this is not the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty, you do not forget the Lord thy God and disobey his commandments, regulations, decrees that I am giving you today. When God blesses you in your life, when he does something great for you, that is not the time to give God the peace sign, to chunk him the deuces. And you know, a lot of times, we can kind of tell when people are doing all right because they stop coming to church. Income tax come when everybody's hood rich. You know, you act like that's free money. Let me tell y'all something. My brother-in-law said, and it's so, Tony, this is really good one. I wish I had said it, but I'm going to give him credit for it. He said, you know, my wife think because she gets that little, you know, $3,000-$4,000, the way we found, she get $3,000 or $4,000 every year for income tax. And then she want to go and just blow it. He said, but she been starving. We've been starving for 12 months. That ain't free money. That's Amen? But we get it and we go crazy. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody. Income tax time is coming up. You've been starving all year long. Oh, but gas is so high. Amen? That's just a side note. That ain't even in the sermon today. Most of us are forgetful at times. I am very, I'm forgetful. So have any of y'all ever told me something? I was supposed to call you. I was supposed to do something. I didn't do it because I'm forgetful. I know. Very forgetful. I have so much going on, but that's no excuse. But Tony, I'm forgetful. But there's one man that I should never forget about, and that's God. Amen? There was a story as a matter of fact, it happened in my own ministry. I married a couple, and the young man forgot the marriage license. Honest mistake, but he forgot. He was so caught up in the wedding. He was so caught up in the bachelor party. He was so caught up in getting things together. He was so caught up in looking sharp and looking good that he forgot the most important thing to validate what they had done. It wasn't jumping the broom, but see, nowadays you got to sign a marriage license. Amen? Didn't have them. Now, we worked it out. We'd say, hey, just bring it up later. We'll sign it later at the after party. We'll sign it at the reception. Amen? And we did that, but usually, you know, you take care of that early on, right? But he forgot. There's also another guy, one of my buddies at work. He and his wife went to the store one day, and he can't stand to hang out with her when she's shopping. So she'll go to one section, and he'll go to another section. She'll go over to the clothes and do all that good stuff, and he'll go to the automotive section. Is that familiar for any of our men in here? All right, Brother Ron, that works. There's a preaching here. And he got so caught up in what he was doing, he got so excited over in the automotive area, he went and paid for his stuff, went, got in the car, and went home. Left her at the store, and when he got home, he said, oh my goodness. And you know what? She was so caught up in what she was doing, she didn't even realize he left her. She was still shopping when he got back. But you know, that's just, you know, but we tend to be very forgetful, my brothers and sisters. Amen? But Moses, the servant of God, warned the people against the danger of forgetting God. You can forget all you want to. You can forget your wallet. You can forget your wife at the store. You can forget your marriage license. But my brothers and sisters, don't forget God. You can forget how to get to Orange Chapel, but don't forget God. Amen? And based on our attendance today, somebody forgot where Orange Chapel was this morning. The warning against forgetting God. Write that down. This is the warning against forgetting God. Moses warned Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in Deuteronomy 8 and 11. I believe we serve a God that continuously places things in our remembrance, and he's done that over time. Let's look at the Bible. The Passover feast was started so the people would be reminded annually, this is something that happened every year, right? Of the great deliverance from slavery that God accomplished in Israel, right? Amen. Are y'all with me? Also, we see that Jesus instituted baptisms and the Lord's Supper. And why did he do that? It was a symbolic ordinance. We talk about what are the ordinances in the church. But it reminds us of the mighty redemptive power and the redemptive act by which we are delivered from the penalty and the power of sin. That's why we go back, take me to the water. They baptized but 15 people at Mount Hebron on Sunday. And that's something symbolic, amen, that reminds us of what Christ did on the cross, amen? We have the Lord's Supper, so it reminds us of what he did, amen? So, in Psalms chapter 19 and 1, the psalmist declared that the heavens are a constant proclaimer of God's presence and power, amen? It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And when you're talking about the firmament, that's the skies. When you look at the sky, have you ever known anybody that created sky? I know your granddaddy could fix anything. Amen. He could make anything with anything. Y'all know that Southern ingenuity. I ain't going to call it that, but other stuff we say, but he could make anything. Amen. One time I fixed it. You know, I could build some stuff too. One time I fixed my brother's, his accelerator quit working on his car. And I took a coat hanger, Tony, and I fixed it. Put some stuff together. But every time we look around, hey, man, do you know anybody that can make dirt? Only God. There's constant reminders of how awesome God is. Amen? Have you ever looked at a person? You ever looked at, we talking about clone. You can't clone in people. You can't be God. But every time we look at each other, hey, man, that's God's handiwork. Amen. Every time you see that beautiful child, that's God's handiwork. Amen. But there are so many things that we shouldn't forget, because God has placed things here on this earth to make us remember. Why do you think the Bible was left? For you and I to remember. Amen. To remember the things that other people have gone through. There's some of us that are going through situations and circumstances such as those in the Bible right now. Amen. Your chapter is being written right now. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Have you forgotten God? That's the question I want to ask you today. Have you forgotten God? Now, I told you don't forget him, but have you forgotten him? Some people, write this down, some people forget God in the time of peace. Uh-oh. But some people forget God in a time of peace. Well, when there is peace in the heart and peace in the home and peace in the country, some are inclined to forget their need for God. So what I'm saying is, when there's peace, when you and your wife aren't fussing, you don't want to come to church. You want to lay in the bed all day. Oh, but when the marriage is on the brink of divorce, Pastor, we need to counsel. Can we get together? Can we get some time? Can you block us out some time so we can talk? We lose your job. I need you in church on the front row, leading the hymns. Amen. But in times of peace, when it's all good in the neighborhood, are you giving him your time? I'm just trying to help. I told y'all it's tough stuff today. But Pastor McGuire, because you know I like to make y'all feel good. if peace prevails in your life, Have you considered the source that made things peaceful in your life? Because most of the time, most of us, when things are going well, we think it's because of some decision we made. I knew I should have took that job. Boy, look at my finances now. God gave you God gave you the ability to do what you do, have what you have the intellect you have, and then bless you with that job. And you got to give him props for what he's doing in your life. Do not forget God. Amen? In times of peace. Orange Chapel, things are going well here at the OC. Been going well for months. But because things are going well, don't let your guard down. Keep on praying. Keep on praying for your pastor. I haven't been caught in a scandal yet. Oh, we got it. Our pastor, he's good. I try to be. But y'all, it's because y'all praying. Some of y'all, you ain't been caught up in your stuff either. Why? Because your pastor's praying. Your church is praying for you. Amen? Nobody's perfect, but we serve a perfect God. Amen? Even in times of peace, the guys, and I know it's going, I look around, y'all, things are, we're blessed. We're a blessed group of people. There's an awesome move of God going on right here, down this hill. Amen. Passed by the church, have to come back right here to OC. Amen. But because things are peaceful, just because me and Brother Ron been cool on me, we always going to be cool. Let your guard down. We'll be in here. What's up then? Step across that line. We'll be Roxton versus Clarksville. Won't be basketball either. Boy, that pastor and that deacon was throwing down there. What was they fighting about? I don't know. Things peaceful, then all of a sudden something breaks out. What does the word tell us? To always watch as well as pray. Woo! People say push, pray until something happens. Pray so something don't happen. You better stay prayed up. Amen? Some people forget God in the time of prosperity. Uh-oh. They forget that it is God who gives them the power to get wealth. Look at Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy 8 and 18. What does it say? But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get what? Wealth. That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, at it as it is this day. Who gives us power to get wealth? God gives us, but you know what? I'm a self-made millionaire. No, you're not. God's in the equation. Don't forget him. You know, I used to be real hard on rappers. I watched BET Awards and all that, Source Awards and all that good stuff. I watched that because I like music. And you know, I used to get irritated when those guys would come up and I just want to thank God. How you thanking God and your whole album is cuss words? But for that very second, those guys acknowledged the fact that God gave them the ability to receive wealth. Amen? And I know what they do sometimes and what they say sometimes is out there. But, you know, who are we to judge that man or that woman, amen, for you know, at least they acknowledge God. There may be some kid that follows that particular rapper. And he may be, you know, he may not be so much, he may listen to the music and also he may go to church. And just because that brother said God, guess what? He may get closer to God and closer to the church. So you never know what that word is put out there for. Don't forget God. Amen? And I tell y'all all the time, God can't bless your mess, and that is true. But let's not be so hard on folks. Amen? They ascribe their success in the material realm to their own personal ability and effort. I can't do anything without God. And the child of God has to admit that. Amen. The child of God has to hold on to the fact that everything that you have, amen, that you receive from God. Amen. As people become successful, they assume an attitude of self-sufficiency. Y'all know folks like that. Their preoccupation with material values crowds the thoughts of God. And again, things, you got money, things are going well, then guess what? Because a lot of people come to the altar for financial blessing. Lord, everybody's calling. You know, they done picked the rent, done took the rims off the car that you were renting. I can't believe you can rent rims, but you really can. You know, but when things are going good, that's why we should always let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen? So when things are good, Tony, hey, man, you got that good job at Roxton ISD. Hey, man, playing for the OC. You better thank God right now. Hey, man. Woo. Boy, this is better to me than it is to y'all today. Some people forget God in the time of adversity. I'm trying to hit everybody because this is going to fit your life today. I'm trying to help somebody live today. Some people forget God in the time of adversity. Has anybody been in adversity? You know what that is? Had trouble in your life. Trouble in my way. I had to cry sometimes. That's what I'm talking about. Trouble. Trouble. And instead of rushing into the presence of God for help, some rebel and become cynical and literally shut God out. Y'all know people like that? I don't want to talk to nobody. Leave me alone. You know, and that's one of the things that happen with people when they lose loved ones. A lot of times people get mad at God and then get bitter with the church. Any excuse that they can find, amen, just to not be associated, you know, with God. Well, how could God do this? Well, why not? The fact is, you know what's sad about Christians? We all ultimately want to die and go to heaven, right? But we don't want to die. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Why are we crying about dying? Because I'm having so much fun down here. That's just something for you to think about this morning. They forget God's goodness and his promises. He told us he never leave us nor forsake us. Even when you're going through adversity, you have to remember that everything that we go through is seasonal. Has anybody in this church been through a season of financial difficulty? Has anybody in this house dealt with family issues, family problems? Has anybody in this church dealt with church problems? Some of y'all put up two hands. Have any of you dealt with racism? Amen. White people raise their hand too. That's right, because there's some racist black folks. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm so glad you raised your hand. Because I was going to get that was the next thing I was going to say. Amen. We've all, my brothers and sisters, been through adversity. Don't forget God. All right? And that's just really, boy, I could just stop right there. And that's what Moses was trying to tell the children of Israel. Listen, guys, I got these Ten Commandments. I got these statutes from God. He's speaking to me. He's telling me what to tell you guys. Listen to him. Do what he says. Amen. Try to be an A-plus Christian. Amen. You can pass with a C, but I sure would like to have an A. Isn't it going to be awesome to stand before the judgment seat? Yeah, you are. Everybody going to have stuff on their books. But be able to stand there and you get an A, he's like, you know what? You're pretty good. You know, you've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little bit higher. Don't forget God. But when we forget God, we forget what he says. We forget his word. We forget his songs. That's why we, God, me, oh, that great Jehovah. Some of y'all don't even know. Y'all just, Pastor Pruitt was trying to sing. He's trying to sing one of them old songs in the Whole Orange Chapel. Just looking at him like, I don't know that one. Also, and I'm almost done, guys. Some people forget God when decisions are made. How many of you ever made a decision and you didn't consult with the Lord, and it was a bad one? Men should always pray. Pray when it's good, pray when it's bad, pray when you don't know, especially when you don't know. Call on the Lord and he will direct your path. He said he's a lamp unto my what? And now he's a light unto my path. Isn't that awesome? When you don't know, sometimes we don't know which way to go, Mariana. We don't know. Say, Lord, which way do I go? He said, just close your eyes and follow my voice. Marco Polo. Sometimes Lord play Marco Polo. Just close your eyes. You hear Polo. Marco Polo. You ever felt like that? Sometimes you got to close your eyes and listen your way and feel your way. Amen. So some people forget God when decisions are made. It is sad that the decisions we make that will affect the rest of our lives are often made without consulting with God. A 30-year mortgage is going to affect the rest of your life. Don't go jump out there in the hills and you making hood money. Amen. Don't jump out there in a 750 BMW when you got Toyota Camry money. Your pastor wants a 750, but I got a Camry. And I believe if I just keep on being faithful, I may pull up over that hill in a white 750 one Sunday morning. But I'm gonna talk to God about it. He didn't tell me that yet. He said Camry, number two. Some decision. Marriage. Oh, boy, let me park right here. Y'all give me 10 minutes and I'm done. You better consult with the Lord before you come jumping some brooms. Pastor, we ready. We love each other. Is he saved? Pastor, she's so fine. I got to get her now. Is she saved? But we don't consult God about those things because we make those decisions based on what we're looking at. Woo-wee. Ooh, girl, look at he's just a man. If anybody look at me, he'll just fight him. And you look at him wrong, he'll bust you upside your head too. But when we're young, a lot of us get into relationships when we're young because we don't consult with the Lord. And let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this, and somebody probably going to hit me up on the website and say, Pastor, that's wrong. But let me tell you something. If marriage is a covenant with God, between two people, a covenant with God, if you are not a child of God, you can't get married. You stand up here and God's not your father. You can't make a covenant with somebody you don't know. And if you're not saved. But these folks getting saved after they get married, guess what? You probably need to come back and let's do this again. Because you didn't know him. You made an agreement with somebody you didn't even know. And didn't know you. Ooh-wee. Whole lot of folks think they're married. Not married. Y'all remember Cilly said, Paul, not Paul. But the Bible tells us here, my brothers and sisters, when I'm talking about decisions, what does the Bible tell us in Proverbs 3 and 5? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own, what? Understanding. Did y'all see that? We lean on our own everything and everyone except God for guidance. We end up in situations and circumstances because we listen to somebody else other than God. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all, your friends will tell you anything to get you out of their face. Y'all know that new Kendrick Lamar song? That's probably, is that anybody's favorite song? Pass out, drank. Faded, drank. Go to church, drank. Whole song is about drinking. What did he say? When I got a pool full of liquor and I'm going to dive in it, that's the last song you need to be listening to when you're depressed, young people. Amen? Some of y'all, that's you listening on the way to the club. Drank, 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 drank. Then somebody got your picture on Facebook. Toe up from the floor up, beat up from the feet up. Then you think you can drive. Now you got a DWI. And then your mama coming up to Orange Chapel asking us to bail you out. We don't bail people out. We don't bail folks out and we don't bury folks. Amen. Write that down. Orange Chapel, don't get people out of jail. Because if you consult with God in your decision making, you wouldn't be caught up in that mess. I told y'all, hold your nose and swallow it. It's good for you. Most of y'all listen to Kendrick Lamar. You better listen to God. I mean, when I was young, it was Snoop Dogg. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. You couldn't beat us trying to get us some Seagram's gin and juice. I'm just being real today. I'm trying to help somebody. We're consulting with God about those decisions. And you know what? We had some guys that got in some big trouble in behind liquor. We lost half our basketball team because they wanted to drink, listen to Snoop Dogg in the girls' dorm. Consult with God and your decision. You know who got the first call to go to the dorm room? Your pastor. I tell y'all my stories all the time. I'm telling you, I got chapters. Amen? And I want to help you because God has delivered me from some things. Amen? I got the first call. Hey, Shannon, come on over. But see, I grew up in the church. I went to Sunday school. We used to like the heaters, and I knew what the Lord said. I knew what the Bible said about certain things. And it just was something just wasn't right. Something just wasn't right about that phone call, Shannon. I was like, I want to. The flesh, woo, the flesh is weak. Then, you know, I said, I ain't coming. I'm not coming. And then I said, oh, you, come on, we're just going to have a party. I said, man, look, hey, my parents can't pay for my rest of my school. I'm on scholarship. I can't lose that. I got a kid. I done had a baby out of wedlock. I got a lot of stuff going on. I can't come over there in your room and get kicked out of school. I seen them sending white boys home, so you know they gonna send me home. I'm not racist. I'm just being real this morning. So then my homeboys called and said, hey, man, we going over to the old girl's room, man. They got some drink over there. Hey, bro, I'm not going. Y'all don't need to go. About an hour and a half later, Tony, one of them come back sweating. I guess he's the only one that could run. We lost four young men that night off our basketball team. And the one that made it out, he threatened a girl and she wouldn't tell on him. And he hadn't done well since. In our decision making, we got to consult with God. I had people praying for me when I left and went to school. And I believe that God had a hedge of protection around me. Amen. And I believe the Holy Spirit spoke that night. Brother Ricks, I wanted to go. Amen. I wanted to go. But you got to consult with God in everything. Don't forget God. Put him in the equation in everything you do. Amen. Have you ever taken a job that wasn't the right job because they was going to pay you $2 more and you found out that it really wasn't worth the extra $2? Well, we do it all. But everything that comes up in your life, pray about it. We got young people in here. Pray about it. I know she's fine, but pray about it first before you commit. Before you start having kids, before you start having families. Oh, wait, this is way going way deeper than I thought it was going to go this morning. But you got to console him. Moses told the children of Israel, listen, guys, y'all got it good. Don't forget about God. Keep him in your business. Ooh, we. You know what? If we kept God in our business, let me tell you something. God is watching everything that we do. He's watching everything that we do. Remember, you're still in church. Amen? All right, I'm going to close this thing out. God should not be forgotten in the choice of our careers. Amen? God should not be forgotten in the choice of our companion. Write that down. God should not be forgotten as we seek to develop our character. You know who can teach you to be the best you? The Lord can. We want to watch Oprah so we can be better. We want to watch Dr. Phil. We want to go talk to Big Mama. Big Mama has some good stuff. Grandmother had great stuff. Paul's a great man. But I dare you to look in the Word of God. I dare you to get over them Proverbs. Oh, that'll teach you. That's the teaching word right there. Amen? All right. The fearful results of forgetting God. And then I'm done. The results of forgetting God. Can we admit that there have been some things that have happened in our lives that have gone on in our lives? We forgot God. He said, oh, man. And then we kind of had to play catch up. Some of us are there right now. We forgot God in the early stages of our life, and as we got older, we're like, you know what? I really need that guy. He knows everything about me, and he has the power to save me even from myself. You know what? Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you can't forget God, because a lot of times we are our worst enemies. Shannon has so much stuff. And that guy, Shan, when they cut, you take the N-O-N off, S-H-A-N, y'all don't know him. Everybody can't call me Shan. I don't even answer to it no more. That dude was something else. Then I got some other names too. But you got to consult with God, amen, with everything that you do. People are left to their own limited human resources. When you leave God out of your stuff, you're limited to your own human resources. And how many of us are not good with money? That's why you turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. Oh, yes. Through tithes and offering. Guess what? When you trust God with your 10%, guess what? He blesses your whole. When you give him the 10%, he treats that as if you gave him all of it. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Okay, and y'all know I don't talk about money, but Deacon Smith did such an awesome job teaching us on tithing a couple weeks ago. He's just really motivated a lot of us, and we took up $1,400 Wednesday night. I know I don't usually talk about that, but my God, we got envelopes from everybody. Good job, Deacon. but will you be a witness today? When you trusted the Lord with your finances, did he do awesome things in your life and blessed you more financially? Just by show, and just so somebody here can see it. Anybody here? Okay, I rest my case. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. You know, the most money I ever had was a time when I was giving the Lord the most. I had a guy tell me, man, you crazy for giving all that money to the church. Man, but it was such an awesome time, and God did so much. Hallelujah. Life becomes a bitter, hopeless struggle when you leave God out of the equation. Y'all know why that person that you speak to every morning, you say good morning, say what's good about it? When you leave God out of the equation, that's the attitude you have. You know, on our jobs, we're supposed to work for our employer as if we're working for God. How many of us can do that? Let's try it this week. Ooh, I know it's going to be tough, brother. I know, Dennis, it's going to be hard. Tony, I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough, Shambrika. Put on a happy face. Amen? But it becomes a bitter and a hopeless struggle when we don't put God in it. Amen? Life drifts off its true course when we don't put God, when we forget about God. It drifts off its true course. You know, there's a such thing as God's perfect will and God's permissive will. The difference is, in God's perfect will, Brother Eli, we do what the Lord says do. When the Spirit says go right, we go right. Spirit says go left, we go left. Guess where we're going? Straight to heaven. I'm going, heaven, I want to go. To heaven, we go straight to heaven. But see, God's permissive will is, I know you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are saved. But because of your actions and the things that you're doing, you're missing out on blessings. So in his permissive will, he lets you do what Adrian wants to do. And see, Adrian want to go over here. God say go left, and Adrian goes right. God says sit down, and Adrian stands up. Amen? Y'all with me? Now, eventually you're going to get to where you're trying to go, but you're going to go through all kind of stuff. Bumping into stuff, knocking folks down. Have you ever been in this permissive wheel? Robbing Peter to pay Paul because you wouldn't put God in your money? You wouldn't submit? You wouldn't pray for your husband or your wife? So you ended up making a decision, and things are worse now than they were before. Keep him in it. Keep him in your business. Woo, y'all quiet. And life actually, when you forget God, it falls below its highest potential. When you get in his permissive will, Where you ought to be and where you should be, you're not. You're still his child. Amen. But God can't bless your mess. You still his child. You just that one that, you know, when you come around, yeah, that's my baby right there. But you want to be singing when Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah. I want God to be excited when I come down, when I get to heaven. Oh, that's my boy. That's the one that I sent down to Orange Chapel, that little old metal building. Didn't have nobody was down there. That's how I sent him down there, man. He did a good job. Boy, come here. You messed up a few times, but you really tried your best. And in everywhere I told you to go, you went. Everything I told you to say, you said it. Ooh, won't it be grand? If that's your experience when you face God himself, Brother Ron, that's Deacon Ron. Matter of fact, let me introduce you to somebody. Come here, Stephen. Let me introduce you to that boy used to teach about you in Sundays. Come here, Stephen. Show them where they stoned you. Show them where they hit you with the rocks. Oh, boy, I'm excited, y'all. Light becomes confused and fear reigns in your heart. The Bible says God is not giving us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and what? A sound mind. So guess what? If you forget about God, you're crazy. Amen? Y'all didn't want to hear that, did you? Light becomes confused and fear reigns in people's hearts. Y'all know people just scared of everything? I don't know. You need to go to, you should go back to school. I mean, you're really smart, you should go back to school. I don't know. I get you. Really? God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's not of God. If you don't look at me. Nah. Y'all crazy. And you know what? When the results of forgetting God is life is spent in the services of lesser gods. When you forget God, the true G-O, capital G-O-D, he's the only God that's capitalized. Y'all know that, right? There's a bunch of other gods that you can, we all have little gods, cars, houses, clothes. You will spend the rest of your life. Y'all know people chasing after, it's got like that dog chasing after his tail. He's never going to catch that. And when he does, what he going to do with it? If you forget about God, you spend your whole life, if you forget about him, because he sets everything in place. He sets everything in order. And if you are not lined up with him and you don't know what he's saying to you, you forgot about him. How can you hear from somebody you forgot about? Okay. Y'all ready for the hoop? Was it? Come on with it. Come on, Tony. Let me hoop for him right quick. Get somebody to move. God promised Israel that he would never forget them. In Isaiah 49 and 15, it says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" Book of Isaiah says this. Can a mother forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? It says, yea, that they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Y'all see that? A mother may drop her small child on somebody else's doorstep. And that's something that some of us can't even fathom. Some of you mothers that have had children, and I know y'all love y'all's kids because you fix their hair. They look cute every Sunday. They have on cute little dresses. They never come up to pastor. Pastor, I'm hungry. You take care of those children. Isaiah says, will a mother forget her son? Will a mother forget about her own child? You know, but if she does, she might, but I will never forget about you. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. We serve a God. Amen. No matter how many people may think you're insignificant, No matter how many people may dog you out or say bad things about you or whatever, we serve a God that will never forget about us. And you know what? If he'll never forget about us, then guess what? We should never, ever, ever forget about him. Amen? Keep God in your business. Keep God in your life. Keep God in everything that you are, everything that you have, and everything that you do. And let me tell you something. God can do everything. But there's one thing that my God cannot do. Let me tell you something. Y'all may follow me. Amen. We may leave here and say we're going to Texarkana. And following me, I might take the wrong turn. So that means I fail, right? The God that we serve can do anything but fail. Amen? He will never, ever fail us, so we should never, ever forget, because we serve a perfect God. Oh, hallelujah, church. Amen. We serve a God that sits on high and he looks down low. He looks past all of our faults and he sees our needs. But I want you to be blessed, Orange Chapel. And if you want to be blessed, don't forget about God. Amen. And I'm just going to be real with you. How many of you women in here, young ladies in here, want to be in a relationship with a man that you never spend time with? How can you know somebody if you don't spend time with them? But you can forget somebody real quick that you don't spend time with. I was looking over the roll back there and noticed a few names. And to be honest with you, there's a couple on there that I forgot. I'm like, whew. You know why I forgot them? Because they're not around. God's never going to forget you. But let me tell you something. Don't forget what you do in this setting. Don't forget about church, because that's where you get fed spiritually. Don't forget about Bible study. Don't forget about Sunday school. Don't forget about reading your Bible. Because you know what? If you don't, I tell you what, I heard a professor say one time that constant review is a student's best glue. The more you're in your book, the more you're in your Bible, the more you're studying, the more you're praying, the more you're doing spiritual things, guess what? Your spiritual life will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and you will start to trust God with everything in your life. Every part of you, you'll trust him with. Amen? And that's really what I was trying to get to this morning. Moses told the children of Israel, do not forget. Don't forget about God. Don't forget his commandments. Don't forget his statutes. Don't forget his principles. Don't forget what he wants us to do and what he wants us to be. Orange Chapel, don't forget God. Amen? Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise this morning. There's anyone here this morning that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. Today.